Remember when we started learning about domestic extremism in the U.S.? It was kind of that new phenomena. We heard drums beating. Constantly we're told we, you, me, all of us, the people who love America, that we were terrorists. And it made no sense. And of course, it still doesn't because it's not true. But it's continuing. And whether it was at a school board meeting or taking different views on COVID, whatever the case might be, if you disagreed with the Democrat narrative, you're a terrorist. That was it. Then, of course, we had the instance where white radicals, domestic terrorists, allegedly plotted to kidnap tyrannical governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Well, as we later found out, it was not domestic terrorists. It was actually the FBI. And three men who were accused of plotting the capture were finally set free yesterday. Here was the report.
23 past the hour, we are following breaking news. A verdict has just been reached in the trial of the three men charged in the plot to kidnap Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Joining us now, NBC's Antonia Hilton. So, Antonia, good morning. What's the verdict?
Good morning, Jose. Well, these three men who were accused of being part of this 2020 plot to kidnap the Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer have all been acquitted on all counts. Now, these three men were part of this militia group, the Wolverine Watchmen, and they were accused by the government of being part of this plot, of taking part in drills and surveillance of Gretchen Whitmer's properties. And what they have testified, two of the three testified, saying that they took part in these drills but did not know the plot until the very end. And they weren't some of the central players here. Some of those folks have already been convicted. They are facing up to and about 20 years in prison. But these three men, two of whom are brothers, are off on all charges. And you'll remember, you know, for anyone who hasn't paid much attention to this case recently, you know, this was a big deal back in 2020. It was part of the story of the extremism, the rising rhetoric around that time, a closer look at some of the militia groups in the United States that have been organizing and at times put both voters and politicians' lives at risk here. And so, you know, while these three men have been acquitted and this is the last of the trial, they're one piece of a much larger story, Jose.
Antonia Hilton, thank you so very much.
All right, so sister doesn't mention the FBI's involvement. They're obviously a very leftist slant there, which is what you'd expect on that particular network. Doesn't mention them also putting people, the FBI that is, into the Michigan Capitol to look like a weaponized takeover either. But this was great news for these few guys. More to go, but good news for them because as evidence has shown, as court filings have shown since, this was all a freaking setup, something that's all becoming all too familiar here in the United States where a weaponized FBI stages you talk about Boebert being at a play. They're like staging all these plays throughout the country. That's what's happening. So anyways, good for these guys. I'm glad that they're free. There's more work to be done. I wish that people would report it the right way though.
Well, there's a couple of takeaways from this. This woman who is, you know, was interviewed by that dude, whoever, it doesn't really matter who they are, the NBC people. But my first takeaway is the Wolverine Watchmen.
Yeah.
That is such an FBI pencil pusher coming up with a name for the group. You know, it's such bullshit. Starting with the name, that's just, you could tell that was focus group. What are we going to come up with? Oh, this is what we got. All right, let's go with it. Because they're thinking, oh, we can, you know, intrigue people by a cool name and this and that. And that's number one. Number two, she's talking about, well, this happened in 2020, where we saw this, you know, rise of domestic terrorism. And this goes back to, remember Rolling Stone did that article about rape culture on college campuses and implied that there was this whole sort of, you know, rape session going on at Syracuse and they had a huge rape problem. And it turned out that the person who wrote the article was lying and there was no truth to it whatsoever. But the way they spun it was, well, it may not be true in this particular instance, but at least we're drawing light on it where it could be true across other campuses. It's the same thing with this. Okay, these guys weren't real domestic terrorists, but at least it sheds a light on what might be happening across the country. And that's the play the left always does. They come up, they have some sort of, they'll find one little thing that fits into their narrative and exploit it, and when it's found out to be a hoax, then it's like, well, in this instance, maybe. But in the grander scale of things, it's still a problem. Like, you know, Jussie Smollett is the perfect example. Well, he may have been less than truthful. Oh, you mean he was lying? Let's just say less than truthful. But in the end, he's, you know, expressing a problem that permeates across this country because that was founded on systemic racism.
Yes.
And that's what they always default to whenever they get caught in some kind of a lie like this.
Right. And what's awful about it is it works, because there's people out there who listen to them who are like, oh, that's a good point.
It works because the media is promoting these false narratives.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it works.
Well, and because there's dumb people who take on said false narratives and don't do any thinking for themselves. It's ridiculous.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS? Have you been threatened with levies or have unfiled returns? The IRS is hiring 87,000 agents to boost IRS collections, and they have the power to seize assets, freeze bank accounts, and they can even take your home. Tax Network USA can help you today before it's too late. Our CPAs and certified tax experts have proven strategies that work for taxpayers time and time again. These same strategies have saved over $500 million in back taxes, permanently resolving tax debts for good. Stop collections and get relief today before it's too late.